From Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, you're listening to Times Past. Interviews and speakers sharing the history of Northwest Minnesota landmarks, personalities, traditions, and organizations. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm Glenn Brogan, and this is Times Past. For this edition of Times Past, we are going to go back to the Petter Engelstad Pioneer Village in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, for a brief visit. We're going to go inside what's in the garage, basically, to find out what's indoors and some of the vehicles that are on display at the Petter Engelstad Pioneer Village. Well, to guide us once again is the director out there at the village, one Jamie Bakken. Let's go and see what kind of vehicles are in the Petter Engelstad Pioneer Village on this installment of Times Past. Back in the garage, we're looking at some classic fire trucks. Can you tell us about the fire vehicles in particular that we are checking out?
Yeah, so the one that's right in front of us is a 1934 fire engine, and the City of Thief River Falls Fire Department actually lets us borrow it, and they take it out every year for different parades. So it still runs. It's got a fun little bell. Kids love to have their pictures taken with it, so it's just great. It says that the city got a bid on it for $9,024.75. So it's just a cute little fire truck. So it's very, very fun for people to see.
Yeah, you have one kind of next to the other here too, mm-hmm. which is some very cool stuff. You had a 34 over there, and this one is a 41.
Correct. Yep. And this one doesn't leave. This one is always here in the Engelstad building. So even if the one is gone, you'll get to see this one. And the Thief River Falls Fire Department's very helpful. And we have coming up, Night to Unite is our first Tuesday in August. And so all the firefighters come here and they bring the other fire trucks as well. And then the kids can spray water. So it's just great to have the EMTs and the fire and the police all in one spot. And they help us out for that night.
Okay, we're going to look at a couple of vehicles here before we pass today, because, I mean, we're going to be back for sure, 100%. I just had to take a look at this because I just love when people rebuild, refurbish these machines. Could you tell us a little bit about this, Jim?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is probably one of the last times that you'll be seeing this in here. They did sell it. So Dean Foods is no longer housed in Thief River Falls, mm-hmm. and so they have been letting us have this truck here on loan, this wonderful milk truck. So it will be leaving our premises and heading down to Texas, I believe, at the end of this month. So it's kind of interesting that you picked this one out today. So yeah, it's great. You can open the door, you can see what was in there, how they used to deliver the milk around town.
Oh, but we have to say a farewell to it. So I guess this is kind of like hello, goodbye.
Exactly. So it was beautiful. It was great while we had it. So another thing that we do here for a fundraiser is we store RVs and camper trailers, boats, whatever, ATVs, motorcycles during the winter. And so we'll have a whole nother spot open up now that this big truck will be gone. But it is very sad because we do love to have it here at the village.
You've been listening to Times Past from Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Times Past, I'm Glenn Brogan.